It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin is projected to miss out on at least $2 billion in sales tax revenue on the construction of four data center projects in the state. The state's previous two-year budget carved out a sales tax exemption for these projects as a way to attract them here.
This latest estimate from the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau says the construction of data centers in Beaver Dam, Port Washington, Mount Pleasant, and Verona would have generated $1.5 billion in sales tax, plus another $369 million per year once they're operating.
Supporters say the tax breaks help bring in projects that might not have come here without that financial incentive, and that those data centers will bring economic benefits to the state.
In just a bit, we'll hear from the head of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce on the potential economic impact of those incentives for data center construction. First, a look at state policy surrounding them.
For that, we have Jody Habish-Sinikin, a Democratic state senator from Whitefish Bay. Her district includes Port Washington and areas north of Milwaukee. She and Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein requested this Legislative Fiscal Bureau estimate. Senator Habish-Sinikin, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you very much.
Did anything surprise you in this Fiscal Bureau projection?
I was looking to have this estimate because I have been very much trying to understand where we are at and what the pros and cons of the current trajectory that Wisconsin is on. I think it's important for listeners to understand where we are at in Wisconsin compared to other states. And with this sales and use tax exemption, it is coming in terms of a regulatory vacuum. So people need to understand that in the Republican-controlled legislature, we've had a number of data center bills that call for regulation, including my data center accountability bill, which I introduced in November. And what we have instead is a complete and persistent regulatory void or vacuum in the state. So other than the sales and use tax exemption, we have no laws and no regulations on the books. And what it's leading to is growing concern and rejection by communities across Wisconsin to data center development, which I personally think is unfortunate because we as a state need to be progressing economically and keeping pace with other states in our region and around the country. Well, so I just want to point that out where we're starting from.
Dozens of states do, though, have these different financial incentives to lure data centers. Do you think these large data center projects still would have come to Wisconsin without these sales tax exemptions?
I don't think so. I think that in looking at the 37 other states that have comparable exemptions as well as tax incentives separate from that, it is an important draw. And as a senator who is this rare combination of a longtime environmental lawyer and also a Wisconsin business owner and manufacturer, I can appreciate how important it is to keep Wisconsin competitive with other states and allow for maximal economic opportunities. Where the sticking point is that we are doing so in the midst of in a regulatory void.
So would
and
you?
And it's that vacuum which is causing the problem.
So in the midst of this regulatory void, would you support rolling back some of these sales tax exemptions as other states have, or perhaps introducing some clawbacks?
What I think is important is exactly taking a beat to read the room, to understand where the polling is showing us, like the recent Marquette Law poll, which shows that 70% of Wisconsin citizens feel that the drawbacks of data centers outweigh the positives. We need to read the room there and understand that folks are seeking reassurance and certainty when it comes to affordability concerns, environmental concerns, workforce issues, and the like. So yes, I think it's important as a state that we take a beat and understand, which we are able to do far better now than when the sales and use tax was initially introduced. We have a lot more information now regarding community response, as well as how they have been successful in drawing entities here. But we can only progress if communities continue to accept them in their midst. And that's why I'm looking for appropriate calibration as we can have this discussion going forward.
Up very quickly here, Public Service Commission approves the special rate plan for We Energies last week for these large-scale data center customers. Are you on board with how that's structured?
I think it is well done, and it's actually exactly what we called for in my data center accountability bill for all utilities in the state. This was a strong move by the PSC to try to provide some assurance to ratepayers in that area that they will not have to bear the costs of these hyperscale data centers.
State Senator Habersh-Sinikin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Jody Habersh-Sinikin there, Democratic State Senator from Whitefish Bay. Now we shift focus to some of the potential economic benefits of data center construction. Dale Coinga is President and CEO of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce, former Republican state lawmaker. Dale, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me, and I really appreciate the longer form here to get more of the details.
Wisconsin is one of 38 states that offer tax incentives for these large data centers. That's according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. How important are incentives like sales tax exemptions for attracting these large projects here?
Well, I will tell you, as someone who was intimately familiar with the negotiations on these projects, is it's very, very simple, is that if we did not have this incentive like 38 other states, we simply would not have the work. It's really interesting. Moody's did an analysis of what states' economies are shrinking, what states' economies are treading water, and what states' economies are growing. And the Wisconsin economy is growing. It really stands out in the Midwest as one of the only economies growing in the Midwest. But if you look at those numbers and take out the data center investment, our economy would not be growing. I would argue in the history of America, there's never been a time where trade unions and business groups are so aligned that these men and women out there building these data centers, they're not building just buildings. They're building the world's largest, fastest computers that are going to make our healthcare system better, advanced manufacturing better, our national defense better. And so we should be proud of this work. We should be very glad that we have this work, because what the article doesn't mention here is that we're going to get exponentially more in property tax revenue, income tax revenue, secondary sales tax revenue. So net-net, this is a great investment for Wisconsin, and it's especially a win for Wisconsin's working class.
But a developer's initial investment, as you mentioned, it can be robust with the hiring of the local construction workers. But after that data center is up and running, it can be just a dozen or so employees with full-time jobs there. Is that a trade-off with little long-term job creation or economic growth?
Well, it's not dozens of employees. It's thousands of employees. It's thousands of employees, not dozens. And
the
other thing that happens—
Per data center.
Per data center. I mean, one data center is going to be 1,500 employees. So we still have thousands of employees, and it's thousands more construction jobs. And these aren't short-term construction jobs. These are construction jobs that are going to take place over years and years. The other thing is that when the TIFs paid off and this money, this property tax revenue, which is absolutely jaw-dropping, where does it go? It goes to the local school. It goes to the local tech college. It goes to the municipality. You know, we believe here at MMAC that our teachers are underpaid. And so if we're looking at how can we pay our teachers more to invest in education, we need more property tax revenue. So when you're looking at the longer term game on this, and granted it is a couple of years out because you have to pay the debt back first on these projects, is this is an amazing opportunity for those communities to fund their schools like no schools in this nation have been funded before.
But the statewide polling, it's found a significant majority of Wisconsinites think that the costs of new data center projects outweigh the possible benefits. How should state and local leaders then respond to these voters' negative perceptions of these projects going up in their communities?
Well, part of the problem that I pointed out yesterday, which I think led to this interview, is your headline and the headline of the Journal Sentinel says data centers cost the state $2 billion. Now, you know in your industry, and a Penn State study says somewhere between 70% and 80% only read the headline. Now, if you actually read that article in the details, you have University of Wisconsin professors, you have many other experts to say, yeah, Wisconsin would not get this if we didn't have this incentive in the first place. And those same articles say nothing about property tax revenue. They say nothing about income tax revenue. They say nothing about the fact that you want to be close, a trauma one center for emergencies. You want to be close to these data centers, all the different benefits of it. So the headline is enough where you know only 75% of people – 75% of people read the headline, they don't read the article, and this is not a cost. I will tell you as a CPA, a cost is something you pay for. I think a better example would be like, what if Boeing said, hey, Wisconsin, we want to produce 747s in the state of Wisconsin, but the only thing we ask for is we don't think we should have to pay sales tax on the components that go in the 747. Whether it be Governor Evers or Governor Walker or whoever the next governor is, every single governor would jump at that opportunity to say, there's a lot of benefits here that we don't have to worry about the sales tax. We want to build 747s here in Wisconsin. And right now what we could do is AI is going to be manufactured in Wisconsin. We want this work, and this is a very, very small price tag to pay to make sure that this work is done in Wisconsin. And I want AI made in Wisconsin, not China.
But if these companies are already willing to spend billions of dollars on this construction, would a 5% sales tax make that much of a difference for them and their bottom line?
It does, because when you're talking about 5% across billions, that really, really adds up. And so there's other states that say, hey, if you're not going to build it there, then we'll take it here.
Very quickly, your organization joined in filing a lawsuit against the city of Port Washington over the legality of an ordinance. Can you talk about in just briefly what is your concern with that referendum?
Yeah, absolutely. State law is very specific on the process in order to do a TIF. And in that state law, it doesn't allow local voters to be part of that process. We really respect that local voters have to have a say. And that's the relationship between them and their city council. But these are very complicated issues. But also, more importantly, is these come up fast. And a company is not going to wait around for the next election to do development. And they're also not going to put their name on a ballot. Just like 99% of Wisconsinites say, I'm not putting my name on a ballot. It's close to 99% of companies that would also say, if we're doing this project, there's no need for us to put our name on a ballot.
Dale, we have to leave it there. Dale Coinga, President and CEO of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce.